Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When I was in Israel a few weeks ago, the one thing I noticed was that pretty much wherever you went, people are suffering from different levels of trauma. Whether it's post-traumatic stress or not, I don't know. I'm certainly no expert on this. But I did notice that everyone you come across is dealing with the trauma of what went on, what Israel faced and continues to face, and deals with it in different ways. Well, how much has this impacted the soldiers? Alon Katz is a veteran IDF soldier. He joins us this morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you, Alon?
I am good. Thank you. How much of an issue is PTSD amongst soldiers?
We are talking approximately about 15% of the IDF soldiers who used to be a combat having post-traumatic syndromes after their military service.
So how do we define it? What does the Army have a way of defining what post-traumatic stress disorder is?
Well, since it's it takes a bit time to become a post-traumatic after having those traumatic events, so especially in the last few months and years since this war, the IDF is after every time that a soldier is coming back to his house, so before he meets psychologists and doctors to check their abilities and situation to see if something happened while the combat. But when I was a soldier, it was like 20 years ago, it wasn't the same. And we just today suffered from post-traumatic injuries due to the lack of doctors in those times.
And I guess a lack of understanding. Is there a stigma involved or associated with PTSD with the soldiers today?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
Is there a negative, a stigma, or an embarrassment in some way that the guys experience?
Used to be. No, they used to be, but not anymore, because we know that we used to be fighters, and it was a part of our mission to save the country. And so we're supposed to be like kind of heroes. We are veterans.
Yes.
When I go today to the supermarket, so people tell me thank you for your service. People are admires that we were part of the IDF, and it's something that we should do and even must.
Right, that was then, and today you're saying that there isn't the same feeling around it.
Today, like not like in 20 years ago, the situation is different. As we said, today we have service dogs among post-traumatic soldiers, veterans. It's a kind of a new thing, and Israel and the IDF are the only country and army which support for service dogs to the veterans, even if in the States. If you want something like that, you need to purchase them.
Right.
So over here, we got a dog from the Ministry of Security, and we got all the money and payments about it, feeding, and of course, teaching them how to treat us and to assist us in situation of PTSD events that we need them.
How are the dogs trained? What are they trained to do?
We get them when they are 2 years old.
Right.
They train them, first of all, to smell cortisol,
right.
Like hormones. So they can smell when you are in anxiety. That's the first of all. And second, they teach them to react regard our physical body. Like if we do something that makes them feel that we are in kind of anxiety, so they just coming to us and like jumping, licking, putting their heads on the, on us, just make you feel kind of a CBT treatment, which is to make you feel outside of the anxiety itself.
So it really has been very successful.
Yes, it is, definitely. It makes us take much less less pills. First of all, then you have to go out from your house. Like, you have to go out 3 times a day, the minimum.
Of course.
Take out the dog.
Right.
So I used to know people that they didn't go out from their house like for 10 years, just for, you know, unless it was for a doctor,
right,
or kind of. So they didn't go out.
Right. So it's incredible. How many of these dogs are in service?
Up for today, there are approximately like 300-400 dogs.
Incredible.
Not enough.
Right.
The forecast is that up to 2030, there are going to be like approximately 100,000 post-traumatic veterans from the war. So on those days, Minister of Defense and dog schools, kind of, they are trying to reach and to make things become easier and to have more dogs,
right,
before that so many people will be post-traumatic without any assistance.
Absolutely incredible. Alon Katz, veteran IDF soldier, talking to us about PTSD, about the role that service dogs play in treating stress.